A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Tzadi Hei. Baba Kama 95A. Pagination is 189. Starting from the top of the page, about 8 lines down, where the Gemara quotes the Mishnah at the two dots. Gozal para mu'uberes v'yolda. If a person stole a cow that was pregnant and now it gave birth, what happens when the Gazlan is ready to do his teshuva? So, our Mishnah said, Mishalem Kishas HaGezela, the payment is like at the time of the theft, which would mean that he's not returning the child, which is an increased amount of money, but rather only with the potential of having the child. This topic, however, is a machlokas tanoim, as the Gemara will quote. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Hagozo Rachel v'gozaza. A person steals a sheep and shears its wool. Para v'yolda, a cow, and it gave birth. Mishalim osa v'eski zoseha v'esvelo doseha divrei Rab Meir. Rab Meir says that the payment is a far greater payment than what the Mishnah described. He actually is going to pay two animals, the mother and the child. He's going to pay the animal plus its shearings. And because that happened in the interim, that's a greater payment as opposed to simply the pregnant animal having to be paid back. Rabbi Yehuda, my Rabbi Yehuda says, Gezela chozeres be'eneha. You're looking to pay back the animal as it was at the time of the theft. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ro'im osa ki'ilu hu shuma etzlo bekesef. There's some sort of evaluation that has to go on, and we'll see that in a moment on Amud Bey is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Now, starting in order, the Shita of Rabbi Meir is that both the animal plus the increase in value has to be returned. And the concept over here is, if you'll drop down till about 25 lines from the bottom, the beginning of a line, Kasav Rab Meir Shinoi Kone, Rab Meir holds that a change is indeed makne it to the Gazlan, so the Gazlan owns it in these cases, and according to that logic, the increase in value should belong to the Gazlan, to the thief. However, v'hacha knasahu dekakonis, there's a fine that's being imposed on the thief. Rashi says, shelo yehechote niskar b'gzeilo lito l'sashvach, so that the sinner shouldn't benefit through his theft to gain the improved amount of value. For example, if at the time that the sheep are laden with wool, a thief will go and steal these animals. He'll steal five animals, he'll shear them off, and then he'll come and say, oh, I'm ready to do teshuvah. So he's going to return the animal. He's going to return additional value of what a laden animal with wool is worth, as opposed to now it's shorn. And he's returning the animal, and the gzela, the hashava, everything is okay now. Except he's walking away with a lot of wool. And he earned on the deal. Now, according to the way we understand it, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the discussion in the Mishnah, the way we paskin and halacha, if according to logic it's his, indeed it could very well be that it's going to be his. However, the opinion that's being presented here as Reb Meir is that we're concerned of chote niskar, a sinner is going to benefit, and therefore there's a knas in place that even though according to logic he doesn't have to return that increase in value, the halacha would be according to the shita that he does have to return it. Let's move on to Amud Beis to understand the other two opinions. So the statement was, Rabbi Yehuda says, Gezela chozeres be'eneha, you simply return the theft the way it is. But Rabbi Shimon says there's something sophisticated here. It's called Shuma Etzlo Bekesef. You have to evaluate it. So about a third of the way down at the end of a line, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa explained, Dekulayama Shvachsha al Gabe Gezela de Gazlan Have. The benefit that occurred on the stolen property belongs to the Gazlan. That means that it became his. There's Yish, there's Shinui. It becomes his, and it's his. And they argue on the opinion that we presented of Rav Meir of Chote Niskar problems, and they indeed hold that the Gazlan keeps that benefit. V'hacha, however, there's still a consideration. L'mechza l'shlish v'l'revia kamifligi. They argue if the thief's relationship to that benefit is half, third, or a quarter type of relationship, or if he's going to get it straight away. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda holds when he says, just return the item. Shvach shal gabi gezele kule de gazlan have. That means that the benefit belongs totally to the gazlan. After all, he owned it. It went up in value. He keeps it. Keep in mind that if it went down in value, if it died, he would take a tremendous loss. It's his. That's the way it is. Sometimes people earn by having things being theirs. For Rabbi Shimon Sova, but Rabbi Shimon, this added consideration is Lamechza l'shlish v'l'raviyah u'deshakol gazlan, that the thief becomes like a sharecropper, like a deal, like a shepherd in the item, but the item still is attributed to the original owner. And the idea here is that he's taking care of the item and he's going to get a share in it, but it's not totally his. And that's the ruling of Rav Shimon, that we have to work with percentages. But again, the ruling of Rav Yehuda, and the one that matches our Mishnah, is that he simply returns the item, and the benefit remains by the Gazlan. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.